Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee should be calmly convinced that in whatever situation Krishna has put me, that is best for my spiritual progress. And that is best for me. There cannot be a better situation for me. And this kind of conviction about Krishna orchestrating our life for our well-being will help us to call out His names with a cool head without bothering about the problems of this world. Like I met one Maharaj, when I inquired about his health, he would often say, better than I deserve. But that time he gave a different answer. He said, yes, I am not healthy now, but I am very happy about it. He said, really? How can somebody not be healthy and happy about lack of good health? He said, what would you prefer? A healthy body like Nalakur Manigrave in order to indulge in sinful activities, or an unhealthy body which is not fit for sense gratification, but which can only do devotional service? Which would you prefer? Then I realized immediately, sometimes lack of health also is a blessing of Krishna, so we cannot do any sense gratification. We can only do His devotional service. Similarly, you all know Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. When he came to Pune, he asked me, what is your power of your glass? I said, it's -4. He was telling somebody in America had a -10 big soda glass. And I said, oh, very unfortunate. I said, he said, no, fortunate. He said, that's why Maharaj. He said, whenever he goes out, he takes off his specs, so he cannot see Maya. He said, he cannot see the details of the face cut of women. So he cannot, you know, fall prey to lust whenever he takes off his specs. So in this way, he was telling this eyesight, lack of proper eyesight has become a blessing for the devotee. And it has become an easy way to escape from Maya. Of course, he has to take off his glass only then. So a devotee always sees in reference to whether suffering or happiness given by Krishna to me will enhance my devotional service to Krishna, or it will decrease my devotional service to Krishna. That should be the only criteria. So in the case of bad health and having a big spectacles, if both these things are apparently seen as deficiencies by the people of the material world, but from Krishna's point of view, He may award these things to a devotee because that may help the devotee to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. So this is the meaning of being calmly convinced that whatever Krishna has given me is best for me. It's the best situation in which Krishna has put me. And He knows better than me. And with my tiny grams of brain, how I can analyze and understand whether this will make me happy or that will make me happy, what will make me happy. I don't have any ability to fathom what will bring about real good for me. So this consciousness is very important when we chant the holy name. Otherwise, in the chanting of the holy name, we worry about many things. One of the cause of worries is we are not calmly convinced about Krishna's plan for us. If you are convinced about Krishna's plan for us, why should we worry? Krishna knows what is best. And whatever He is doing is ultimately to make sure that we get gradually shaped and molded to become that type of devotee what He wants us to be. By which he'll be able to bring about ultimate pleasure for Him. So in the chanting of the holy name, one should leave all the worries to Krishna and peacefully call out Krishna's holy name, and that will actually please Krishna the most. And that the living entity is not trying to become a lord or a controller or proprietor or enjoyer, or he is not taking charge of things on his own hands, forgetting Krishna. He'll be very happy that he's calling out his names with fervent devotion and sincere surrender, either offering everything to Him or begging help from Krishna to get the strength to handle the situation in this world. But you will see that apparently suffering situations are often benedictions for a progressive devotee. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.